Chapter 2 1 The perfume of the post-mortem was a haunting scent. Usually it took Lee hours to get the smell of it from his nostrils. Blood and decay. The smell of rotting food from the stomach. The stink of feces from an open intestine. The almost sweet whiff of burning bone as the oscillating saw cut through the skull. Today he barely noticed. The mutilated corpse of Guo Huan lay on the autopsy table, empty of all her vital organs, chest prized open, the last of her body fluids slowly trickling away along the drainage channels and into a collecting bucket. It was cold enough in the autopsy room for his breath to cloud in front of him, but the chill that reached into his bones had nothing to do with the temperature. When he and Wu arrived, pathologist Wang had finished with the body and was bread-loafing the brain. It was routine stuff. He had already examined the organs the killer had left him. Shortly he would start dictating his notes, and his assistants would reassemble the body as best they could, stitch it up with coarse twine and deliver it to the morgue for cold storage. There was no doubt about the cause of death. Lee looked at the young girl's horribly slashed features. Her nose was almost completely severed. "Can't you do anything about the face?" he asked. Wang looked up and raised an eyebrow.
"Why?"
"She'll have to be formally identified." He could not imagine how it must feel for a parent to look upon their own child in such a state. He did not want to imagine it.
"Not a lot," Wang said,
and he turned to slice through another half-inch section of brain. Lee had discarded his quilted jacket, and since they had arrived late, had not donned the regulation protective clothing. He wore instead a long, heavy coat that he kept in the office. It dropped.